this is KB3KWT.
KB3KWT, this is WJ3K. Good evening, Paul.
Gordon, is anybody else going to be on there with us tonight?
I don't know yet. Mike sent me a message and asked me if he could not, if he was not able to check in, make three announcements. So I have him set here. So, he said he'll bring up the EchoLink node, and if he's not on it, why I can make the announcements.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. This is KB3KWT.
I'm here, Paul. Thank you, WJ3K.
KB3KWT, WA3TOY.
3TOY, this is KB3KWT.
Hey, Paul, just wanted to make sure that you got those files okay that I emailed you.
That was back on last Saturday, correct?
Yes, sir.
I got those two. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. WA3TOY.
3KWT.
KB3WQI for an EchoLink test.
It's working fine over here, Ed. KB3JQQ.
Down here, Ed. Sound good down here. WA3TOY.
From my end, KB3WQI.
Good evening to the group of M3CVA. Listening.
KB3WOC. Listening as well.
Where's our net controller tonight? WA3TOY.
He's positioning to the first field dice site, probably. N3JET.
He probably can't connect to the node because whatever. He's probably trying to connect to mine. I don't have conferencing enabled. He can't get in. KB3JQQ.
I was going to say, he probably won't be visiting field dice sites until tomorrow. WA3TOY.
Yes. Does he, how many hours he has to drive? I think he has about 17 to 20 hours on the road, so he probably wants to get close to the first location so he can get an early start in 3JT.
That's true. That's true.
This is WI3N. I was thinking maybe Scott could pick up the net and take over until Marty gets here, or be alternate net control, WI3N.
Sure, Jim. I'm not an ARL member. I get no news from them. I have no clue what to tell you about. KB3JQQ.
Okay, well, this is WI3N. I'll go ahead and get the net started anyway, and maybe Marty will be able to check in or not, and we'll work through, see what everybody's got tonight. I'm not going to go through all of the stuff in the newsletter because that's all readable, either online or usually it's posted on the website for the MDC section. So I think tonight, and being tomorrow is field day, and some of us will be having a long weekend, maybe we'll kind of head on through and see what's going on out there. So I have not written everybody down, and some of you are down below my little thing that I can't figure out how to get down there, but so, with that said, let's go ahead and I'll just go down my list as I see it here, and then we'll go from there. So, start with KB3JQQ. Scott, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
All I have is that the Orioles have been losing all their games. It's not raining today, and I was just checking with Chris. He says he forgot about the net. I hadn't got a chance to check with Marty to see what was going on. Good evening, everyone. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, okay, Scott. Thank you very much. Let's see. N3TJO. Tommy just popped up there. We'll head on. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, good evening again. Good evening, everybody. I did some outreach again this weekend. We set up at the Smithsonian Udvar-Hazy around the space shuttle on display, and we demonstrated some amateur radio. Kids got to key their names in Morse code. They got to operate HTs, and I set it up with Melissa KM4CZN from Bishop O'Connell, and I had Bob.
Hey, Tommy, you dropped out. We lost you. Try again.
How much of that did you hear?
Copied you up to the school. You got to the school, and then you went away. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Bishop O'Connell, students were there, the engineering club. We had Bob N3IYI from the Goddard Amateur Radio Club. Frank Bauer, KA3HDO from ARIS, and Joe Spear, K6WAO from AMSAT. And we did a live ARIS contact with the space station, and the kids got to talk to an astronaut. So it was a good day all around. N3TJO.
Okay, very good. Oh, let me turn that down a little bit. Okay. Yeah, that's great that you were able to get over there and get the kids doing stuff. And the ARIS contact is always, always incredible. We did one over in Silver Spring a few years ago. Awesome. Just awesome. So, in fact, that was the one thing. We had 300 kids sitting there, and you could hear a pin drop. You could hear the astronaut talk. It was quiet as a mouse. It was incredible. So thank you, Tommy, for that. Let's go to WA3TOY. I'm going down the list kind of backwards here, but Kurt, good evening, and what do you have for us?
Well, I just want to say good evening to everyone. I heard a couple of our local people on the KA2JAI link. So hello to Paul and Gordon and Mike if he's listening. Anyway, don't have much. Skywarn's been quiet this week, fortunately. We did have a little bit of activity a week or so ago, but this week has been pretty quiet. WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, thank you very much for that. Let's go to N3JET. N3JET, Jeff, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight? This is WI3N Net Control.
Good afternoon, Jim, and everyone on the net. This is N3JET, Jeff from Mount Airy. Just preparing for a field day tomorrow. Feels like I'm bringing the kitchen sink and the Christmas lights. Yes, the Christmas lights. Anyhow, we get pretty good effort from our club, K3PZN, out in Westminster. So I would like to have, at some point, about 15 hands on deck doing one role or another. So that's all I have. Hopefully we'll hear some local clubs on the air, and that's all I have, N3JET.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure. Very good. All right, let's head on down the list here if I can read my writing. Let's go to AB3WG. Chris, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
AB3WG, good evening, Jim, and to everyone on the net. Not too much. Trying to prepare for a really busy day tomorrow, so I almost forgot about the net. But the Baltimore Traffic Net has been working with some local ARIES groups. We're working on traffic handling and some other things, learning about all the great work that those folks are doing. So we're privileged to be working with those folks. And other than that, the Baltimore Traffic Net is operating as normal. 6:30 p.m. 145.330 Shawsville repeater each evening. Send it back to you. Thanks again, AB3WG.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. And I seem to recall there's a fellow on the net tonight named Al Nolmeyer, W3YVQ, and I seem to recall many years ago when he and Mike Carr would come out and teach us how to and pronounce things, say things, fill out the forms. And I think one of the things we lose is, for a lot of the newcomers, is how to actually say things over the air so somebody can actually copy it down. You know, you talk like you're spelling it, and then it can be copied. So anyway, and we'll be hearing from Al very shortly. So thank you for that. Let's go to, where am I here? N3RO. N3RO. Anyone on N3RO, please call now.
Okay, thank you, and good evening to the net. And it's a beautiful evening here in Frederick this evening. I'm sitting outside on my deck with a battery-operated unit and a desk mic and a portable speaker, outboard speaker, and everything's sounding real good here tonight. And the winds are dying down, which is nice to see. The flag on my deck here is starting to hang limp instead of waffling around. We went over to Shepherdstown today and had a nice lunch outside on their patio at the Bavarian Inn. And it's just been a really nice day to be outside, which is, it's a break from all the rain and weather that we've been having. We've had quite a number of skywarn alerts and nets over the past month, and it seems to be quieting down, which is nice. I think I'm probably the only one here on the link this evening. But we'll turn it back to Net. This is N3RO in Frederick, Maryland. Over.
Okay, Rick, thank you, and I'm glad you're enjoying the beautiful weather, as we are here in Laurel, Maryland. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. Great. Well, let's go to N3WYG, Milford, out in Bowie. Good evening, Milford, and what do you have for us tonight, sir?
Hello. There you go. Now I got the right button going. Sorry to be so long on this. I got too many buttons in my hand. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyhow, we have just come back from Davidsonville Recreation Center. Their club site is being set up quite nicely. It's going to be quite interesting out there. I have a 4A operation, and it's going to be very, very nice. I look forward to people contacting us. We're also looking forward to a lot of people coming in and seeing us. We've been making advertisements both publicly in written forms and also personal. And I think the personal advertising is sometimes better than anything else. So we're going to see and enjoy what happens tomorrow. Thankfully, there is good weather. It's going to be one of the few years that I've been around here that we've had decent weather on field day, and I'm looking forward to it. So with that, I'll pass it back to BI3N and the group. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in beautiful downtown Bowie.
Okay, Milford, thank you very much for that. And this is WI3N Net Control. I want to remind everybody that the section manager will be obviously going around visiting lots of sites, as will, I believe, Jim and Wanda Montgomery, and somebody else. Okay. And anyway, so one of the things he put in his email a while back that's a good idea is to have a safety officer. So if you're doing a field day site and you have a safety officer, that would be a very good thing. I just made up a little sign and taped it on the back of a yellow vest that says safety officer. So anyway, but it's a good idea to have one and keep track of what's going on there. Let's go to the N3HF link. N3HF link, anybody on there, please call now.
K3WOC, the name's Mark here in Ocean City. Good evening, Nick. That was my first check-in with you guys. I just wanted to quickly come in and say hello and wish you guys all the best tomorrow for field day. It's a beautiful day here in Ocean City. I just got done mowing the grass and having some dinner. So it's nice to be able to just relax for the rest of the evening. But you guys enjoy yourself, and it's a pleasure to meet all of your acquaintance. And thanks so much for hosting the net tonight. This is K3WOC. My name is Mark here in Ocean City, 73.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for checking in. I'm glad to have you on board. K3WOC in Ocean City. Wow, I wonder if that's kind of a vanity call. Wow, glad to have you on board, though, and I hope you'll be checking in regularly on our third Friday nets. So thank you very much for that. Is there anyone else on the N3HF that would like to call? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to the KA2JAI repeater, and there was a note from Mike to talk. Have Gordon start off with it. So, Gordon, go ahead. This is WI3N Net Control.
Good evening, all. Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo here, Gordon. I have a few announcements too from Anne Arundel County Aries.
Anne Arundel Aries will be participating with Anne Arundel County in a mass care shelter function exercise on Wednesday, 31 July, midday. That promises to be a very interesting event. At the last Aries meeting, the last Saturday, one of the topics was Winlink training part one. We are working on that, mostly using Telnet mode to get our operators familiar with the computer part of it, and then we're working on, first of all, VHF linking into Winlink proper, and eventually we'll be up on HF with Winmore. There will be a VE session sponsored by the Maryland Mobile Eaters on Tuesday, June 25, 5:45 p.m. at the National Electronics Museum in Lithicum. That's it. This is WJ3K back to net.
Okay, Gordon, thank you very much for that. That's excellent that we're getting into Winlink. Very, very good. We've been doing that heavily in Prince George's and that at Neck of the Woods for a while, and it's very, very good thing. Marty said that, and I'm going to mention that it was Ken Reed, KG3USN, who is also going to be out and about traveling around the field day sites. So I just wanted to let you all know that. Is there anyone else on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in? Please call now.
Q.
KWT, no comments. Gordon covered it all.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Anyone else there would like to check in? Please call now.
KC3IQX, Dave in Glen Burnie.
Oh, hi, Dave. Good evening, and welcome to the net. You have any comments for us? Go ahead.
Not a safety officer, but after 45 years in the fire department, just like to remind everybody to have their fire extinguishers up to date, serviced annually. If you're running a generator, keep the gas cans and fire extinguishers at least 25 feet away. Have a safe and enjoyable field day. Back to that control. This is KC3IQX.
Yeah, Dave, thank you very much for that, because just about every single old field day site I've ever been to has something going on for the food, which is usually a large part of it, and excellent advice. Thank you very much. And I don't know how many people have fire extinguishers. I don't recall seeing many in my travels, but excellent idea. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in? Please call now.
This is M3JFX checking on the EchoLink portion of the repeater for support. M3JFX Hyattsville. Name is Don. Delta Oscar November.
Okay, Don, thank you for checking in. And I think Jim Montgomery was very happy to have you check into the PG net the other night, so thank you. Let's see, I do believe we have Marty, some guy named Marty, the section manager or something. I see he's in there somewhere. I missed him. Marty, KB3MXM, please, what you got for us tonight? Go ahead.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jim. Not having much luck with technology this evening, but now I've got it, everything's working. Thank goodness. Thanks for pointing out field day, and thanks for everybody joining. Yeah, we'll be, your section staff will be running around here in the section. So we've got about 23 sites so far, I should say now, on the field day locator, and then some individual locations for field day. And that's a pretty good showing. That's one of the best we've had so far. So looking forward to that. And all the good information about safety is very important. Remember what your weather thresholds are. Keep that in mind. Wind, rain, lightning, those kind of things. So very important, too. And we're going to have good weather, I believe, so that'll be nice. And looking forward to seeing everybody at Field Day. We're going to have a great time. I'll be beaconing on APRS. You'll be able to follow my route as I'm going from site to site. So looking forward to seeing all of you. I'll turn it back to Jim. Thanks again, Jim, for picking it up, and I hope everybody has a good field day. KB3MXM, back to net.
Okay, Marty, thank you very much. And everybody's looking forward to seeing you there. I'll be at the Laurel site, and so hopefully I'll be there when you manage to get there. So, cool. Let's go to KB3WQI. KB3WQI, this is WI3 and Net Control.
KB3WQI and the group. Well, I don't plan on doing a whole lot for field day. I'm going to be spending time with my family, probably riding up to eastern Pennsylvania to take my daughter up to the Crayola Crayon experience up there. And probably when we get home, we'll be pretty tuckered out at that point. So everyone have fun. Hopefully you'll make a lot of contacts. HF has been pretty poor lately, so maybe something will open up, or maybe some people fire up those 100,000-watt flamethrowers. Anyway, back to Net Control, KB3WQI.
All right, very good. And what's the handle there, by the way? Go ahead.
Well, when they're not mad at me, they call me Ed, Echo Delta.
Okay, Ed, thank you very much. Well, have fun with the Crayolas. Oh boy, that's cool. Let's go to NI2W. Butch, are you there? And what you got for us tonight? This is WI3 and Net Control.
Oh, W13N. This is N12W. Good evening, Jim, and good evening to everyone on the net. Well, let's see, out here in Washington County, yesterday we supported the USA Cycling National Amateur Road Championships. It's a four-day event here in Washington County, and the amateurs are called upon on the first day over the time trial course. And so there were 11 of us out there for 7:30 in the morning to about 2:30 in the afternoon, providing communications up and down about a 9-mile course. Lots of fun and lots of activity. Let's see. And then today I went and had the trailer, comm trailer, is provided by the Washington County Emergency Management Division, delivered to our field day site in Leitersburg, and that makes a nice operating position for a couple of stations. Air-conditioned, you know, the whole nine yards. Anyway, all is well out in Washington County, and I'll turn it back to you, Jim. Good to hear you this evening. This is NI2W.
Okay, Butch, thank you very much. Yeah, I'd hope to get the comms van for the Laurel site, but they require having a city employee in it at all times and didn't seem to want to pay the overtime for 24 hours. Oh, well. Well, thank you. Have a great field day. I've always enjoyed the fellowship and the food out there. You guys are incredible. Let's go to Al, W3YVQ. Good evening, Al. And what do you have for us tonight? This is WI3 and Net Control.
Oh, good evening, Jim and Marty and our other section staff and net members, net managers. Well, I like the idea of a safety officer field day because it has been known to happen from time to time that the phone lids will come down and attack the CW station ops because they get 2 points per do so. And a safety officer might find a role for himself in that arena. And also, messages leaving the field day site during the field day period in proper radiogram format, whether they're to the section manager or to the public, can get bonus points, and those messages can be transmitted by voice of CW to an intermediate station to reach our section NTS nets, or you can post them directly on WinLink, which brings me to the highest form of demonstration potential that we have on field day break. Namely, that if you have officials from various served agencies, whether local or state government, or members of the VOI groups, etc., are being able to send messages in full email format, including ICS 213 and other ICS format, representing what we would do during a NIMS ICS deployment is a great demonstration of amateur radio's modern prowess. And in fact, you can use MacLink and set up an official's laptop or even an iPad or an iPhone with a standalone email program to connect to an account on MacLink and automatically send messages out from the field day site onto the network. And some groups have demonstrated this by inviting an official and send a message by the WinLink system to his smartphone, etc. Great way to demonstrate what amateur radio has developed over the intervening decade and a half or two since we established our two separate digital modes, a digital traffic network which handles radiograms and ICS form content, and the WinLink system, which is in full email format. It also, of course, has public internet bridged through a firewall for posting those demonstration messages. So it's a great function, and this field day, if you have any traffic, you need to get it off-site, send it out via WinLink to either myself at winlink.org or to WB3FTQ, Whiskey Bravo 3, Foxtrot Tango, Quebec, at winlink.org. Since Jeff and TJET is going to be in the field himself, he's another one of our distinguished digital stations here in section. Good luck on field day, 73 all, W3YVQ.
Okay, Al, thank you very much, and that is really good information for those out there in the field day with the using WinLink. And you're right, sending a text to a or a email message, you know, to an elected official while they're standing there at your table is pretty awesome. So thanks for that hint, and we'll look forward to doing it. It's going to be a tough weekend this weekend. If you're in a city, most of your city council and mayors are going to the Maryland Municipal League conference in Ocean City this weekend. So we're going to be a little short on that, unfortunately. But anyway, let's go on to NP4H. Nomar, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight? I don't see him on the list there. NP4H, are you listening? Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard, so let's go to KC3DSO. Steve, good evening, Steve. This is WI3N Net Control. Go ahead.
Good evening, Jim. KC3DSO, Stephen in Lanham. And just wanted to pop in and say hello to everybody and wish everybody a very good field day. I think the weather is going to be fantastic for it. And I know the comments about the safety stuff, and Jim, KAS, and I will be running around to, I think, four or five of the sites here in PG, Charles, and St. Mary's. And we're going to be visiting, taking some video of people and some photos, and hopefully have a little short video for everybody here after it's all over. That's it for me, Jim. Thanks for doing the net. KC3DSO.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Steve. And safe travels as you're trucking around there. One of the things I used to do as section manager as I visited various field day sites was a lot of times I'd do a video and then put the videos together, and I could use them to go around and give talks at the clubs, because, you know, you go out, you do your field day setup every year, same old, but it's kind of neat to be able to see what other people are doing around the section. There's an amazing, amazing array of different setups, and it's pretty awesome, frankly. So, yeah, take some video, and I think that'll make a good meeting or two over the course of the next year. Let's go to WA3DVO. Ev, good evening, Ev, and what do you have for us tonight?
Whiskey Alpha 3 Delta, Victor Oscar. Very good evening, everyone. Just came in out in the backyard from cutting the grass, and right now I'm sitting down with a nice, cool one, enjoying the net. And I will be checking into probably 40 and 20 for guys looking for contacts for field day. I'll throw my call out and to help the stations out. That's about it. Everyone have a good weekend. Be safe. Whiskey Able 3 Delta, Victor Oscar.
Okay, Ev, thank you very much, and relax, enjoy the evening, and I look forward, maybe we'll hear you on the air tomorrow. Now, is there anyone that I've missed that would like to have something to say? Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 2 Echo Foxtrot Alpha, Martinsburg. Name is Rich.
Oh, great. I think I missed the, probably it's KC2EFA, Rich. Is that correct?
That's correct. Kilo Charlie 2 Echo Foxtrot Alpha.
Oh, okay, very good. I see you're on the W3ICF repeater. Fantastic. So how are things in Martinsburg?
Oh, things are dandy here. I'm in the process of watching a Mark train go past the Mark train station on its way to its stable after it disgorges its customers. And I'm getting ready for field day tomorrow. Going to be celebrating with the Antietam Radio Association. And their station that they're going to put together at Leitersburg, Ruritan Park. And with that, this is KC2EFA, back to net.
Okay, Rich, thank you very much, and I'm sure you're going to have some fun over there. The food is always fantastic, and I always enjoyed visiting there, so that is fantastic. Is there anyone else who would like to check in? Please call now.
W3ICF, Philip, Frederick, Maryland.
W3ICF, sorry about that. Let's see what happened.
Okay, Philip, that's much better. Go ahead, you're on, WI3N. W3ICF, Philip, go ahead, you're on. Okay, nothing heard from Philip. I mean, he must have a little problem there, but I see Tom, W3TDH, is on board. So, Tom, good evening, and what do you have for the net?
Well, we're partly set up and pretty close to ready to go for field day tomorrow, and we expect it to go well. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, very good. Good to hear you on board, and I don't think we'll have to have any skywarm problems tomorrow, hopefully. So, and Sunday sounds looks like it's pretty good weather, as has been said. Let me go back to Philip. Phil, W3ICF on the W3ICF repeater. You want to try again? Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. Is there anyone that has anything else they'd like to bring up before we close down the net? Please call now. Oh, I see the WB3GXW repeater is on board. Anyone on board that would like to check in? Please call now.
Hey, Jim, WB3GXW to the repeater. Yeah, it timed out, and I was busy doing some things around the house. So hopefully all is well. The bulletins will go out tomorrow night. And thank you very much for running the net. And everybody, please have a safe weekend at field day, WB3GXW.
Okay, John, thank you very much for hosting us with the Echo LinkNet and the repeaters and all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't say enough. Well, I think that's about it. I think everybody's going to have to go get a little bit of sleep tonight so that we'll be all set to go tomorrow and set up. and very safely run field day. So I would recommend if you, you know, get some pictures, get some videos, and, you know, so we can maybe figure out how to put some of that together so people can see what you're doing. All right, thank you very much. Marty, have a safe trip, and look forward to talking to some of you on the air. This is WI3N, and we'll be clear. 7-3, y'all.
Okay, Jim, W3SCF, I think I'm getting out this time. I just wanted to say there was a silent key that some of the guys may have known, Leland Parsons, N3LPJ, who unfortunately passed away on the, I believe it was the 8th of this month, 14th, beg your pardon, on the 14th of this month, had a tower incident there that cost him his life. So just wanted to pass that on. Words to the wise, be careful. Sorry about the problem there earlier. I don't know where the stuck key come from, but anyhow, finally got to you, Jim, W3ICF.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Philip. And that was a real tragedy. That was an absolute tragedy. As someone who's worked on towers in the past, that's unbelievable. Wow. Well, thank you very much for checking in and bringing that up. So we'll look forward to maybe catching you all on the air. WI3N, and that's now closed and secure.
How you doing, Jim? K3TEL.
Hey, Arnold. K3TEL. Good evening. Well, that's... I don't know where you came in on, but what repeater are you on?
I'm on W3ICF. Just want to say I haven't had to see you up at the... I didn't go to the Hamfest at Howard County. I wasn't feeling too well. So I did go to Bart. And I don't know, I'm probably be down at Perryville. Probably not going to make very many fests next year. I don't know, just playing a bye year, over.
Okay, Arnold, very good. Well, you're a little scratchy in there, but you're copyable. Well, good. I'll look forward to catching up with you one of these here. It's been a while since we've seen each other. So take care and enjoy the beautiful weather. This is WI3N.
Sounds good. If you haven't joined the field, I'm going to make tomorrow for the Aero Club, but I haven't yet. And I don't think I have to beam exactly right in the direction of the repeater, but if you hear me fairly well, then I know I can expect some scratch coming in. Anyway, 7-3 to you there, K3TEL, I'll be clear.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of scratch there and a little every once in a while, so... but you're getting in, and we can copy you. So good to talk with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time we see you. Have a good one. 7-3, this is WI3N.
K3TEL, Towson, Maryland, clear. Hi, Phil. W3ICF, K3TEL.